welcome to Sunday Worship right here on Great News Radio. I am your host, Joey Kroll. So good to be spending some time with you on this 7th day of July 2013. And if you're new to Sunday Worship, it's a program that is focused on scripture, songs, devotions, and encouragement. That's right. We try to saturate the program in the Word of God, because apart from the Word of God, this is just another program with music and some random guy talking. So we try to saturate this program within the Word of God. Friend, so good to be spending some time with you. And each and every program, we try to have a theme that we tend to focus on. And today we are continuing our series on a journey through the book of Psalms, taking a look at some well-known psalms and scriptures throughout that book. So today we're continuing that series on a journey through the book of Psalms right here on this edition of Sunday Worship on Great News Radio.
In Christ alone, my hope is found. He is my light, my strength, my song. This cornerstone, this solid ground, firm through the fiercest drought and storm. What heights of love, what depths of peace, when fears are stilled, when striving cease. My comforter, my all in all, here in the love of Christ I stand. In Christ alone, who took on flesh, fullness of God in helpless babe, this gift of love and righteousness, scorned by the ones he came to save. Till on that cross as Jesus died, the wrath of God was satisfied. For every sin on him was laid, here in the death of Christ I live.
Thank you. from life's first cry to final breath, Jesus commands my destiny.
No power of hell, no scheme of man can ever pluck me from his hand till he returns or calls me home. Here in the power of Christ I'll stand.
Are listening to Sunday Worship right here on Great News Radio. Friend, how you doing? It's Joey spending some time here with you today. And friend, we are continuing our series on a journey through the book of Psalms. In Psalm chapter 90, verse 2, it says, "Before the mountains were born, or you brought forth the whole world, from everlasting to everlasting, you are God." See, friend, if we stand on a street corner to watch a parade, our limited vision permits us to see the various floats and bands only as they come into view and pass by. But if we were to hover high above in a helicopter, we would see the entire parade route with everybody and everything in it. See, this helps us understand the way God sees things. He's the timeless one. He sees human events from a perspective that is so much broader than ours. He sees everything from the start to the finish and from the finish to the start. The fact that God exists from everlasting to everlasting is not only a profound theological statement, friend, but also a comforting one and a reassuring one as well. Because he is the living God and the everlasting King, according to Jeremiah 10:10, without beginning or end. We have the confidence that he can be relied upon to keep his promises and complete all his plans for us. Nothing, friend, in our lives, whether big or small, takes God by surprise. Did you get that? Nothing. The eternal, all-knowing one is fully aware of everything that has already occurred, that is now taking place, and that will yet happen. I am so glad we serve an eternal, all-knowing God, aren't you?
My name is Hannah, and you are listening to my dad, Jerry Crow, on Great News Radio.
When he rolls up his sleeves, he ain't just putting on the Ritz. There's thunder in his footsteps and lightning in his fists.
Our God is an awesome God.
And the Lord wasn't joking when he kicked him out of Eden. It wasn't for no reason that he shed his blood. His return is very close, and so you better be believing that our God is an awesome God.
Our God is an awesome God.
Starless in the void of the night,
our God is an awesome God.
He spoke into the darkness and created the light.
Our God is an awesome God.
In judgment and wrath he poured out on Sodom, the mercy and grace he gave us at the cross. I hope that we have not too quickly forgotten that our God is an awesome God.
Our God is an awesome God.
Listening to Sunday Worship right here on Great News Radio. Friend, my name is Joey Kroll. So good to be spending some time here with you. How was your 4th of July? Was it pretty good? Unfortunately, I had to work this past Thursday, so I didn't have a chance to enjoy the entire day, but I had a chance to just enjoy some fireworks with my friends and family and some friends from church as well. In fact, the other weekend, our subdivision did a nice little fireworks display for all the residents within our subdivision. So that was nice. That was nice. But regardless, friend, I hope and pray that it was a good one, and I pray that you're having yourself a wonderful weekend. And today, we are continuing our series on a journey through the book of Psalms. In Psalm 119, verse 16, it says, I will delight myself in your statutes. I will not forget your word. A young boy noticed a large dust-covered book on a high shelf in his home. So, just out of curiosity, he asked his mother about it. Embarrassed, she explained, oh, that's a Bible. That's God's book. And he thought for a moment and then said, well, Mom, if that's God's book, why don't we give it back to him? Nobody around here uses it. In how many homes the Bible is seldom opened? It's hardly noticed or even thought about. The only time it's read is when there's a sickness or a death in a family. Other than the 23rd Psalm, it's unlikely that the person knows where to look for help that's needed. How long since you've picked up your Bible and studied it? Yes, it's God's book, but he doesn't want it back. He wants you to keep it, to ponder on it, to understand it, to believe it, and obey its message. Friend, don't let the Bible become the forgotten book in your home. I will delight myself in your statutes. and I will not forget your word. That's right. You are listening to Sunday Worship right here on Great News Radio. Fred, how are you? Hope your weekend is coming along quite well. And today we are continuing our series on a journey through the book of Psalms. In Psalm 32, verse 5, it says, I acknowledged my sin to you, and my iniquity I have not hidden, and you forgave the iniquity of my sin. See, one day an older man and his young friend were talking about marriage during their coffee break at work. It's true, the older one said. My wife and I do argue occasionally, but we've been committed to never going to bed while angry. Of course, there was that one time where we stayed up for 3 straight months. See, friend, keeping the communication lines open can be a challenge in the best of marriages, but it's so important, almost as important as maintaining good communication with God. See, if you make a mistake, just tell him. It's the only sure way to get a good night's sleep. And when you bring your concerns and mistakes and failures to him, you'll discover that he is a wonderful listener and that he was waiting patiently for you. A prayer of confession can lift the heaviest burden from your shoulders and have you sleeping soundly. Listening to Sunday Worship on Great News Radio.
I, the Lord of sea and sky, I have heard my people cry, all who dwell. My hand will save. I who made the stars of night, I will make their darkness bright. Who will bear my light to them? Whom shall I send?
Song, John Michael Talbot, and Here I Am, Lord, right here in this edition of Sunday Worship on Great News Radio on the 7th day of July 2013. My name is Joey Kroll. Thank you so much just for letting me spend some time here with you, especially this past half hour. It's always a pleasure to be spending some time with you, especially together as we honor the Lord on His day. Well, friend, I hope you can join me next time. Don't forget, coming up tomorrow morning at 7:32 a.m. Central Time, of course, we will have the Monday edition of Mark and Friends, so hope you can join us for that coming up at 7:32 a.m. Central Time tomorrow morning. Until next time, friend, remember that you are salt and you are light and you are the hands and feet of Jesus.